This week's very short Seder of Vayelech contains the final mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvot, V'atakitu lachem et hashira hazot, the mitzvah that every Jew needs to write a Sefer Torah. Predictably, there are lots of discussions about the scope and the details of this mitzvah. Very famously, the Rosh is of the opinion that the reason for the mitzvah is so that people should have Sfarim to learn from. And he rules that since nowadays people don't learn from Sifrei Torah, the mitzvah is that a person should have a library of the key Jewish texts. Though it's a little unclear whether he held that having a shas is an addition to writing a Sefer Torah or instead of writing one. In either event, to my mind, it's a little bit interesting to ponder how the Rosh might rule nowadays when all the key Jewish texts are easily and freely available online. Does he maintain that we should still own our own Sifrei Torah, or is it enough to be Yotzei with the internet? A fairly recent question that's arise with regard to writing Sifrei Torah is the shaila of silk screen printing. This is basically a form of stencil writing where some sort of stencil guide is placed over the parchment and the ink is poured on top of it. When the stencil's removed, the letters are printed onto the parchment. The advantage of such a method of producing Sifrei Torah is obvious, in the same way that the printing press made books available to people beyond a wealthy elite. The cost of Sifrei Torah would plummet, and many, many more people would be able to afford to own a Sefer Torah and to fulfill the mitzvah of Atakitu Lachem. But the big question is this an acceptable way of writing or producing a Sefer Torah? So Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva on this topic in Tshuva Banagot, Chelek Hesim Shim Aleph, where he doesn't engage in any sort of proper halachic discussion whatsoever, simply writes that such a Sefer Torah is definitely pasul, and that anyone who creates any sort of new invention of this nature and doesn't have it endorsed by Gedolei Yisrael is essentially a Zakin Mamre. And he says that the Briska Rav has a klal with these sorts of things. You shouldn't even enter into any halachic debate about it, because somebody will try to present a kash on everything that you say, and it's better just to stick with the principle, chadash asur min ha-Torah, that you're not allowed to do anything new. So whilst with an initial reading of this tshuva, some people might bristle with indignation and respond that the very fact that he isn't marshalling any sources is a proof that there aren't actually any good reasons to say this method is no good, I think the issue is significantly more nuanced than that, and essentially what he's suggesting is that there are certain things in halakha which are so self-evident you don't need to marshal sources to back it up. Such an approach can be debated, but I think this has got merits. If someone came along and said, they understand that a person can't contract a marriage with and be Mekadesh a non-Jew, and they understand that one man cannot contract a marriage with and be Mekadesh another man, but there are no sources that say that a person can't marry a tree or a car, it's not obvious to me that a learned tshuva is required to tell them that they can't. There are quite simply some things that are self-evident. And to Rav Moshe Sternbach, it's obvious that if the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, then this isn't writing a Sefer Torah. Rav Osha Weiss also has a tshuva on this subject, Minchat Asher Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel. And he does bring some halachic considerations to disqualify silk screen Sifrei Torah. But notably, despite the fact that his general halachic approach is quite different to that of Rav Moshe Sternbach, he tops and tails his tshuva with essentially the same points. He starts by saying that anyone who tries to change the way that Sifrei Torah have always been written, yado al ha-tachtona, meaning that the burden of proof is on them. And even though he often writes things which are refreshingly and radically innovative, he also directly quotes the Chatam Sofer's klal of Chadash Asa Min HaTorah. And then at the end of the tshuva, after presenting some convincing and compelling halachic considerations, he writes that it's really better not even to bother having a halachic debate about the issue, and it's important to try really hard to make sure that these Sifrei Torah don't become acceptable in any way. So what are his substantive halachic considerations? Firstly, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Masechet Gittin that says, regarding a get, the chatav v'lo shafach, that it must be written and not poured. And he says that even though the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi say that it's referring to a get where the text has been written with some sort of invisible ink that becomes visible when certain liquids are spilt over them, He says that it can also be taken at face value to mean that a get is not considered as written if the ink is just poured onto the paper, even if that was in the shape of the necessary letters, because there needs to be an act of forming the letters by the writer moving their hand to create the letters that are produced. Meaning that writing something means that a conventional act of writing must be done. Secondly, he quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Nekreskes, in the first book of Masechet Gittin, which deals with the sugi of Edim who are unable to write their names. The Gemara says that the paper should be torn or scored in such a way that the Edim can then fill the cavities with ink. Rabbi Nekreskes says that this doesn't mean that they can just pour or spill the ink into the cavities, but they have to use the cavities as a guide, and they should draw the ink along them to produce their names, so they will have actually written their signatures. A third consideration that he raises is a halakha regarding the writing of a Sefer Torah, that the sofer has to copy every word out of a tikkun or a chumash before writing it. And that requirement is obviously not fulfilled when silk screening. Though I do wonder if one could perhaps argue that if a tikkun was consulted before the stencil was created, then maybe that would be enough. A fourth halakhic argument, similar to the third consideration, is that there's a din that the sofer should read out aloud every single word before he writes it, and that also doesn't happen with this sort of production. Rav J. David Bleich also has an article on this topic in the fifth volume of Contemporary Halakhic Problems, and amongst the above considerations and others, he adds a concern that according to a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, any type of writing which renders the sirtut, that means the ruling of the lines on the parchment, as being unnecessary, then that's a pasul form of ketav. So the bottom line is that even though the idea seems like an interesting one, the consensus of halakhic opinion from numerous gedolei haposkim is that the silk screen sifrei Torah are non-starters. Adkan.